Okay, today's daf is Menachas Daf Kuf, the 100th, really the 99th daf that we're doing in Maseches Menachas. But Menachas Daf Kuf, just scheduling note. Sunday, I do not think there won't be a shiur. I'm going to be on a teal. But it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll have shiur. And then after that, I'm traveling. So that'll be the transition time between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz. That'll be the last five blad of Menachas. I won't be able to give a shiur on. That'll be from next Wednesday. Next Wednesday, there will be a shiur, Be'ez Hashem, Wednesday morning. And then after that, the next 5 days, we'll have to learn it ourselves through some other means. And then I hope, Be'ez Hashem, the following Tuesday is when Chulin starts. So I hope, I don't know exactly yet, but if I'm going to give the shiur either in the mornings or the night before, but I hope to start with Chulin Daf Beis, which is the following Monday night or Tuesday morning. But Be'ez Hashem, that'll be from camp, starting the following week. But at least for next week, no shiur on Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday we'll have shiur, and then we'll pick it up. We'll pick it up a couple days later. Okay, but today we are finishing up to discussing the Gemara in Menachas and Daf Tzadik Tes. As we said yesterday, they're all great Gemaras, but one of the more well-known Gemaras in Maseches Menachas, where we spoke about Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Shubay Chayu on the bottom of the Testament Bay says, even if somebody just says Kriya Shema in the morning and night, he's already been Mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So we said, wow, that's pretty amazing. So amazing that some people say that it's also to tell an Am Haaretz that. Some people say it's mitzvah to tell an Am Haaretz that. The different days that we saw yesterday. We had a shiur a couple of years ago, related to this idea of the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah, because we know about Gisa Yom Valayla is not exactly, you don't get the same impression, from that line as saying Kriya Shema one time in the morning, one time in the afternoon. So how exactly do we view the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah? Many Rishonim deal with it a little bit here, but most in the Dharma Daf Ches, because the Gemara there also relates to our sugya. And we saw two general ways how to view, in the Achronim, how to view the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. One way is based on the Gra. The Gra, at the beginning of Maseches Peah, in the Shnos Eliyahu, it's a well-known Gra, that's where the Gra says every second that you learn is a separate mitzvah, and that's why you can go to a shiur and have millions and millions of mitzvahs. That's why Talmud Torah is connected kulam, because if I spend 3 hours doing a mitzvah, Bikur Cholam, it's one mitzvah, Mashenkin Talmud Torah. Obviously, I have to do those mitzvahs, right, if it's EF Shari De Acherim. But that's why Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulam. But in the language of the Gra, if you look closely there, the Gra says, and how am I allowed to do any other mitzvah in life, and not just learn, because those are also mitzvahs. And it sounds like from the Gra that every mitzvah is Doche Talmud Torah when you're involved in another mitzvah. How are you allowed to eat? How are you allowed to sleep? The Gra would say, that's also a mitzvah. That was also a mitzvah. Really, there's a Chiyuv of Talmud Torah every second of our lives. But it's just that we have other things that we do, which are also called mitzvos, which are allowed to be docha, and that is baking a parnasa, and eating, and sleeping, and everything else that we have to do. That's how in Lumdus, conceptually, the Gra seems to view life. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is always there, the chiyuv is always there, but the other actions that we are commanded to do as well, that is docha, and pushes off that chiyuv. But if you look at other Achronim, the Stipler and Rav Asher Weiss, and they all say no. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah itself, you got to figure out how did they read this Gemara. This Gemara has to be where it says Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arvis, so that might be the Ron says in Nadara, maybe that's the only Chiyuv that's Mefurish Bekra. Obviously there's a lot more that is not Mefurish. You got to learn V'Gitzvah Yom V'Layla, it's Mazik in Yoshua. But in the Torah, it's just Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arvis, and maybe that is enough to mean in terms of the halachas of making a shvua about learning. But in terms, obviously, says the Ron, the Chiyuv of Torah is pervasive. But our most achronim understand it, and this is what the Stipler says in Maseches Brachos, the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah is every free second of our life. That's how it's formulated. Meaning when we have to eat, and we have to sleep, and we have to go to the bathroom, there's no chiyuv then. Because the chiyuv is limited to our free time. Look, we have to be honest in what we call free time. A person might be busy the whole day and say, I only have 2.5 minutes of free time. That's not being honest. Right, but other than that, says the Stipler in Shabbos and Siman Yud Aleph, Just like staka, v'chei mitzvahs gemilas chesed shebegufo, mash yifshar lo lasos, ein ze begeder anus, rak zeu gvul hashir shel ha-mitzvah, sheyaseh kfi yecholto, kivin sha-torah lo nitzvah zman v'shir kavua, v'chei mitzvahs talmud Torah, kivin shlo nitna bo Torah shir, memela hachiyavu kfi yecholto, v'kol zman shehu anus milomod, ein ze begeder mevat al mitzvah ba-ones, elo zeu gvul chiyuvo, shehu ad kama she-efshar lo. Right, and that is an important, that's how most Achronim view it. Right? So is there a Chiyuv of Talmud Torah every second of our lives, but is nidche because of the other mitzvahs that we do? Or is it no, that the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah is inherently limited to our free time? Big nafkamina might be in terms of how we understand the fact that we only make one brach in the morning. We say brachas Torah in the morning, and that's it. Right? Tosfos in brachas and Daf Yud Aleph asks, why is this different than any other mitzvah that we do? Right, if somebody has to go to the bathroom in the middle of davening, they have to take off their tefillin, go to the bathroom, come back, and according to many, they at least say the first bracha again. L'haniach. Right, or you go outside of the sukkah for 3 hours, you come back, you make a new bracha. So by every other mitzvah that we do, we make a new bracha, mashayke, talmud Torah, you make one bracha in the morning, that takes care of the day, even though we're not learning all the whole day. So how do we connect to that first bracha? So if you say like the Gra, the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah is always, then that fits in, you're fine. The Chiyuv is always there. You can't always fulfill it, but as long as the Chiyuv is always there, so then, that is what might connect the whole day regarding the Bracha. If you say that, like the Stipler and others, that the Chiyuv itself is limited, you gotta come up with some other answer. You always have halachas to fulfill, right? There's always an inherent connection of a Jew to Talmud Torah. Latent awareness, in the words of Rav Soloveitchik, and not acute awareness, all topics that we've discussed before, but that is all related to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Oh, I forgot to bring it today, but I had it yesterday. The Rav Moshe in Yerodeh, you can just write down the tshuva, in Chelek Dalid Simen Lamed Vav. Dalid Lamed Vav, he talks about the chiyuv of every Jew, the dual chiyuv of every Jew, to learn and to know. And one action-oriented, one result-oriented. The chiyuv of Talmud Torah to keep learning every second of our lives, and then there's a chiyuv to know. So then he quotes, at Reveir Mila Blinz, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, who started the Daf Yomi, where everybody learns and all the Chevr Shas get together throughout the world and learn Daf Yomi, he says, that helps most of the time for the chiyuv of learning. But a lot of times it doesn't help for the chiyuv of the Totsah, of remembering everything and knowing. So one has to push themselves besides that chiyuv of learning to in order to know everything. That means to review, and that means to focus on it at other times of the day as well. So that was if you know, where Moshe talks about Daf Yomi there in Dalet Lamed Vav. Okay, let's continue now. So the Gemara had these discussion of, by the way, Shimon Bar Yochai, the Rishon already know the steer between here where he says Afilu Lakara Adar Malakriyas Roshachas Arvis, the Gemara in Brachas. Gemara in Brachas that says you have asata deganecha. What are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to learn when it's a harvesting time? That's also Rav Shimon Yochai. Rav Shimon Yochai there says you can't stop learning. You have to always learn. So how do you put that together with this Rav Shimon Yochai? Okay, good. So then we have the story of Rabbi Yishmael's nephew that spoke to him. When should he learn Chachmas Yevanis? And he said at a time when it's not day or night. Good. Fourth wide line. Upligad Rav Shimon Barachmeini. This previous statement that understood v'hagisa b'yom v'alayla as an obligation argues under Shmuel Menachmeini. D'amar Shmuel Menachmeini, Amar Bionasan, Pasuk zeh eino lo chov v'lo mitzvah. This bracha is not any kind of obligation. Ela bracha. It's a bracha. What's the bracha? Ra'a HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yehoshua, she'divrei Torah chavivim ala b'yoser. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw Yehoshua, that divrei Torah were very chaviv to him, she'ne'emar, u'mishar so Yehoshua b'nun na'ar, lo yamish b'toch ohel. Right, Yehoshua b'nun never left the tent, right? He never left the bottom of the, when Moshe Rabbeinu was up on Har Sinai, he never left. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yehoshua kalka chaviv and alecha divrei Torah, lo yamish sefer Torah zemipicha. Gives him a bracha. Gives him a bracha, period. 2 points. One, I think it's the Tosefta in Sanhedrin. If not, it's the Tosefta somewhere else. But I think it's the Tosefta in Sanhedrin. The Tosefta, maybe it's in Shavuos, one of the two. But the Tosefta notes that Yeshua ben Nun was arguably the busiest man in the history of the Jewish people. Arguably. Think about it. You know, besides being the leader, he had to be involved in all the real estate. Right, giving out all the land to the Shvatim, and everybody complaining, we wanted this, we wanted that, and he had to defeat 31 kings, and he had to be the Baal Masorah of the Torah. So he was very busy. The Tosefta says, and he was commanded, v'hagisa b'yom v'alayla. That pasuk is connected to him, kosher can everybody else in the world. That's v'hagisa b'yom v'alayla. You would think that's like, if we don't focus, oh yeah, of course, the pasuk is somewhere in Dvarim. No, it's not. It's in Sefer Yoshua, Perek Aleph. Yeshua ben Nun, as he takes the mantle of leadership, so he is told by God, v'hagisa bo yom v'alayla. So if it applies to him, kol shekein to others. Number one. Number two is the pasuk, what's the pasuk that's quoted to show that Yeshua ben Nun, that has divrei Torah, chavivim olav v'yoser? It's the pasuk, u'mesharsu Yeshua ben Nun nar. He never left the tenth. So okay, that's on the simple surface. He never left the tenth. That shows it's chaviv. We had a drasha a couple of years ago where we noted, I think it was Rav Yisrael Salanter, who said, Na'ar, how old was Yeshua ben Nun by this pasuk? By this pasuk, it was when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai. So do the math. Yeshua ben Nun was 110 when he died. So that's 14 years it took to split up the land and conquer the kings. So go back, so he was 96. Right, 96. And then the 40 years in the desert. So go back, so he was 56. He was 56 years old. And they called him a Na'ar? Halavai. Halavai, we should all be a Na'ar. Right? Only half, not even halfway through. So till what? Till 110. So the answer is that he had the attitude of a Na'ar. Even though he had a maturity about him, and he was 56, but he always had that Na'aris. Na'aris youth is always the vision of trying to strive and dreaming, and I have so much more to do in my life. A lot of times when we reach a certain age, it's looking back. It's past-focused. Not so much future-oriented. So that's the message of Na'ar. So he always wanted more and more and more. That's what Chaviv of Alabi Yoser. Torah was always Chaviv on him because it's always he always had that Na'ar. It's a great Simcha part, if you ever have to speak at a Simcha. Right? It's the balance of maturity and youthfulness. Maturity and life experiences, but also always the attitude of being a Na'ar, of being a looking ahead. So Pasuk in Yirmiyo, I think, that the B'nai Yisrael are called, B'nai Yisrael Na'ar Ve'ehavehu. Sorry that, and I love them. So Rav Pinkus writes also in one place that the Na'ar attitude is what we always have to have in the youthfulness in order to want to accomplish more and more. Okay. And this person always had the attitude, and this Chasson and Kal, you know, it's related. Okay, weiter. Four lines from the bottom. Tanad Ve'er B'Yishmael. Divrei Torah Lo Yiyu Olecha Chova. Torah should not be an obligation on you that, oh, you have to do it and you have to fulfill it. And after that, Shalom al Yisrael. You can never exempt yourself. Meaning you try to fulfill as much as you can, but then you can never say, oh, I'm finished. I'm Yotzei. No, you can't. It's always there. It's always there in the back of our minds and we have to try to accomplish as much as we can. Liftar atzmacha mehen. Amar Chizkiya. My dechsev v'ap hasischa mipitzar rachav lo mutzach tachteha. He even seduces you from what's narrow. What's wide does not stand under you. What does that mean? So, bo reish lo kibidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basar v'adam. Hashem is not like a human king. Midas basar v'adam. If a human king wants to seduce you, seduce is always a negative. Adam meses is chaveiru b'darkechem l'darkei misa. So a meses always seduces us to something negative. Like we know the Issa Daraisa of being a Mesis, of convincing somebody to do Avodah Zarah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, even his seduction, what is that? It's to save us. Mesis is Adam Midarkei Misla Darkei Chayim. He tries to save us to life. That's the Afasischa. The Pasuk says he seduces you, Mipitzar. What's Mipitzar? From the mouth of the narrow. The Afasischa Mipitzar, Migehenim. Shepihatzar. It's from Gehenim, which has a narrow mouth. Why? She'ashanat savur, so it can hold in the smoke. Hold in the smoke to make it really hot inside. Bitocha, inside of it. That's why it's called tsar. V'shem etomar, kishem shepihatzar, kach kula tsara. You might think the whole place is narrow. Tamalomar, he'emik hirchiv. No, the Pasuk says in Yeshayo that it's wide beneath. V'shem etomar, lomelach luhuchana. You might say it's not ready for a king. What does that mean? Rashi says, a Talmud Chacham who went off the derech. You might think, if he's a Talmud Chacham, he's never gonna get punished. Rashi says, the Talmud Shapirish min HaTorah. The Gehenim is not right for him. Talmud Lomar, Gam Hila Melachuchan. It's right for anybody. It's Mida Keneged Mida. V'shema Tomar Ein Ba'etzim. You might think it's not gonna be so long. Right? There's no wood there. Right? They run out of fire. Talmud Lomar, Medurosa, Eish, V'etzim Harbe. It's a lot going on there. and for a long time. V'shema tomar zehu schara. You might think that is the only schara that a righteous person gets. He gets saved from the experience of Gehenna. But as we get more than that, tamalomar v'nachas shulchancha male deshen. Right, you got great stuff on the table. Right, so it's a lot more. Not only saved from the onesh, but we are ro'i miyuad to get the schar as well in olam haba in Gan Eden. Okay, period. That's why we talk about a lot. The mefarshim discuss the rishonim about Shabbos being a respite from Gehenna, and that is why we say Tzidkas Chatzedek at the end of Shabbos on Mincha, because that is the time of Shabbos when they're starting to head back. And that is why we say Vihi Noam to add on an extra few seconds before the door, they really have to go back. And that is why Rabbeinu Tam holds, we don't paskin this way, Rabbeinu Tam holds in Maseches Psachim that one is not allowed to eat late or drink late in the day on Shabbos, because you know that's a time when they're going back. We paskin like the Rama and the other we showed, and they say no, Shalosh Shudas and eating and drinking can be done between Michal Ma'ariv on Shabbos afternoon. That's a wheel. But other we showed him say not that, but this is in terms of the respite that they have on Shabbos. And the different Minhagim Ashkenazim inspired him in terms of saying Kaddish in the 12th month of Yud Beis Chodesh. Ashkenazic custom is not to say Kaddish then, because Chazal tell us that the righteous only have 11 months of Onesh. Nobody's perfect. So there's 11 months, and the 12th month they're already out. So we assume, and we hope that everybody's a tzaddik, and therefore we only stay for 11 months. There are certain Sephardic customs to stay for 12 months. That's their minhag, and that's what they do. Moshe has a tshuva whether you should be the chazan in the 12th month, even though a person's not saying Kaddish. So he talks about if there's another chiyuv there or not. That's a question on the minhag, whatever one follows. But the 12th month being the chazan is a question. The Kaddish is, according to most Ashkenazim, we do not say Kaddish during the 12th month because we hope that the fires of Gehenna are not burning anymore on our relative. Okay, weiter. Chayim Kippur Amlias B'Shabbos V'Chulu. So we had Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. So what do we say? By the Lechem Apanim. The Lechem Apanim cannot be eaten that day. So what happens? It's split up that night. That's what the Mishnah says. Hachalos mischalkos la'erev. And it fell out on Erev Shabbos. If Yom Kippur fell out on Erev Shabbos, so what do we say? That the Seir of Yom Kippur, which has to be eaten, you want to eat it that night, on Friday night? How are you going to eat it Friday night? You can't cook it. Can't cook on Friday, can't cook on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says that the Babylonians used to eat it raw. Because Daitan Yofa. Daitan Yofa. They were able to eat it raw. That's what the Mishnah says. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Chan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Lo Babylim Haim. They weren't really the Babylonians. Ella Alexandrium Haim. They were really Egyptians. They were from Alexandria. Right? Don't blame our fellow Babylonians. But they were the Egyptians. Umitoch Shesonin as a Babylim. Because the B'nai Eretz Yisrael did not like the Babylim. Why? Tosus quotes the Gemara in Yuma, because they didn't come back up for Bayesheni. They didn't come up for Bayesheni with Ezra. Ezra's call fell on deaf ears. And therefore, Bayesheni did not have the full Shechina. Many of Klal Yisrael were not there. So because they didn't have a good feeling for the Babylonians, Koran also Hashem of Bavliim. See, they call the Egyptians Babylonians. Right? You don't call somebody. It's like an insult. But they didn't like the Babylonians. They called them Bavliim. Tani Nami Hachi, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lo Bavliim, Heim, Alexandrium, Heim, Umitosh Hasodin, Esa Bavliim, Koran also Hashem of Bavliim. Fine. Omer, Lo Rabbi Yehuda. When Rabbi Yehuda heard this, that the Mishnah should not be taken literally, Rabbi Yehuda, who Rashi says, whose family was from Bavel, he said, Tanuach daitecha sheinach daiti. He says, thank you, because I was getting upset that you were insulting my family. And you were saying that my family did this. But really, you're saying that it wasn't the Babylonians. You just don't like the Babylonians. But at least they weren't doing this wrong. So therefore, you have been meniach my das. You get the impression from the Gemara that eating it raw is not something good. Not something positive. Right? They used to eat it raw, but really they were insulting. So Tosfos discusses what was so bad about that. What's so bad about that? Tosfos says on the third line, "Umasha maskirin osam legnai al sheochlin es haseirim chayim af al gab de mitzvah kaavdi shelo yavoli de nosar." Even though they're doing a mitzvah by preventing it from becoming nosar, lefisha hergilu atzmam kemochin lochlam chayim af bakol ha-shanim. The Mechzi Krav Sanusa. They always ate like that, because they got used to eating like that. And therefore, that was inappropriate. It looks like he's a ravenous Mechzi Krav Sanusa. Where does that come up in Gemara? Remember where we had that? Somewhere. Mechzi Krav Sanusa? We had in Brachas and Shabbos, that was a long time ago, I think we mentioned it more recently, about Rav Ashi used to batza kula sherusa. He used to cut large pieces of challah on Shabbos. Right, and the Gemara says, why? So doesn't it look like a Rav Tanusa? The Gemara says, no, because he doesn't do that the whole week, only on Shabbos, so it shows he's just doing it on Shabbos. So that's a good mechzik Rav Tanusa, if you only do it on Shabbos. But Tosa says, these people got so used to eating things raw, it was mechzik Rav Tanusa. And therefore what? And therefore it was just bad midos? Just bad midos? Other Achronim say it's deeper than that. The Rishashu is medayik. Unbelievable pickup of Tosa. Tosa says, what was Tosa's question? What do you mean they're doing the mitzvah? They're doing the mitzvah of what? They're doing the mitzvah that it's not nosar. Why didn't Tosa say they're doing the mitzvah they're eating kachim? They're eating kachim. That's a mitzvah say daraisa. For sure, by kachim kachim. The Rambam and the Chiddush even mentioned kachim kalim in that context. So the Rishash says that it must be that they weren't doing the mitzvah of achilas kachim. They weren't doing the mitzvah. They were preventing it from becoming nosar. But for achilas kachim, the Rishash says, it sounds like from Tosfos, you need to eat it at achila regila. And achila basar chai is not considered achila regila. It's not considered normal eating. And therefore, you wouldn't be yotze the mitzvah. That's the Rishash's ha'ara diyuk in Tosis. Me de lo karma de bekaimi mitzvah say de va'achlo osam, mashma de be'emes lo makaimi ba'achila kazu, de hi shaloka derech achiloso. V'yavagav de etzlon hu derech achila lo mahani. Doesn't matter that they get used to it. But, as we know, but lo daitam eitzel kol adam. The Achronim, so the Biur Hadaf has the discussion whether this is a special didin kachim. In kachim it's shalot derech achila, because we have a special din of eating kachim like kings, lamashcha, kederech shamalachin osin, or it's anybody. It's not la derech achila, meaning what if you have a piece of treif that you eat raw? So is that considered, is you get the issa daraisa, or is that unusual, and therefore you wouldn't get malchus? So nafkamina, does Tosfos mean this is only in kachim, or it is everywhere? The Beis HaLevi, this has come up in the past as well, the Beis HaLevi says, we discussed this when we discussed the mitzvah of achilas kachim. In his view, the mitzvah of achilas kachim is not a chiv on any one kohen. The chiv is on the animal to be eaten, not for the kohen to eat. And that's why you find sources that kohanim don't have to have a kezias, because the ikar is for it to get eaten, not to eat, except for Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is the only one they have to eat a kezias. But for all others, it's a mitzvah just to be eaten. And therefore, says Reb Chaim, says the Beis HaLevi, Reb Chaim's father, says the Beis HaLevi, it says in Chela Gimel, Simen Nun Aleph, Os Gimel, and Os Dalet. Gimel, Nun Aleph, Gimel, and Dalet. Says the Beis HaLevi, I don't think eating it, Shalok Derech, will not fulfill the mitzvah. I think that's okay, because it's still eaten. If the mitzvah is for a person to eat it, then they have to eat it Kezayis, and they have to eat it Kederech Achila, and they have to eat it Bechli Achila's Prats. You have to have all the requirements of Achila. But, says the Beis HaLevi, if the mitzvah is for it to be eaten, so then I think it can be eaten in any way. This topic says, Amnon Lefibah Shekasavnu, the mitzvah Achila's Kachem Eitzar Kezayis, Kivach HaMitzvah Eino Chob Al Gufa Adam, Rak HaMitzvah Al HaKar, But Sheyehei Ne'echal, V'yeshlomar, To be Shemachi Gamkein, Mahani Shelo Kederech Achila, Tahari Ne'echal HaKarbon. And he quotes Artosis. So he assumes that Artosis is saying that Shalok Kederech Achila, right, is Yotze the Mitzvah. He's not Medayik like the Rishash, that it's only the Mitzvah of Shalok Yagili De Nosar. Unless the Beis HaLevi understands that Lashon as what he says in regular Shalok Yagili De Nosar is a focus on the carbon. That's how he would say the focus is on the carbon and not on the person. Well, that's how we understand it. Because he's Medayik Lachor, just the opposite of what the Rishash was Medai. Okay, that was the Beis HaLevi. And we will continue now. Okay, there's more here, but we will continue. Says the Mishnah. See, there is a lechem b'Shabbos, v'zeh bazicha la'achar Shabbos. As we know, what's supposed to happen? What's supposed to happen is every Shabbos, the Kohanim is supposed to switch the breads. And the bazichin. They're supposed to switch both on Shabbos. What happens if they didn't do what they were supposed to do? There was some type of mistake. So different types of mistakes. Seder as alecha b'Shabbos v'zabazichin alecha Shabbos. What if the breads were put there on Shabbos, but the bazichin of the lavona was only put there on Sunday? The hikar as abazichin b'Shabbos, and next Shabbos you try to cover up, and he burned the bazichin on Shabbos. The bazichin were only there 6 days. Pasul, that's pasul. It's a problem. Rashi says because the bazichin are mechuser zman, they have to be there for a full week. Because they're not there for a full week, they are pasul, and therefore they don't matir the lechem, and therefore the lechem becomes pasul as well. That is Rashi. Is there any way to just leave the bread on another week, like we said last time? So Rashi points out, in this case, no. In this case, no. When could you leave it on? If you put the bread on late. So then, on the second Shabbos, you're already taking it off. But if you're already... here, it's already on Shabbos. So by the time the second Shabbos morning comes, it'll be Nifsal Belina. That's what Rashi says. When you allow to leave it on an extra week, that's only if you put it on during a weekday. But if you put it on, it's already been on properly on Shabbos, says Rashi, that you don't have that, because that'll lead to Lina. So, that's Pasul. And there's no Isra, Pigal Noser, on Tameh here, because, as we always say, Pigal requires everything else to be perfect in order for it to be chayev and pigol and osur and tameh, and this already has another problem, it's already pasul, so there's no chiyev for pigol, no sir, or tameh. Seder es halechem es abazichin b'Shabbos. What if you did everything wonderfully on Shabbos? V'hikr es abazichin l'achar Shabbos. But then you were matir the bazichin after Shabbos. What does that mean? Rashi says it means the next day. Rashi says it means the next day. So again, psula. Psula because it is mechuser zman. Vein chayav lo b'shem pigol noser v'tameh. And again, you're not chayav for pigol noser v'tameh. The problem here is the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam quotes this second case and says, the chayavin mishem pigol noser v'tameh. He has the difference between the first case and the second case. The first case, he says, ain chayavin. Second case says, chayavin. The Kesef Mishnah wonders about this, and the Karen Orah can't believe the Kesef Mishnah suggested it. The Kesef Mishnah says, maybe the Rambam only holds the concept of everything else being perfect by pigol, by problematic thoughts. You can't have any other problematic thoughts. But if you did something problematic, action, then that's not a problem by pigol. The question is, what about the first case then? So the Kesef Mishnah has to try to work it out. But it's a big dechidish in how the Rambam understands pigol in Hilchos Tamid in Perakei Halacha Yudalid. But that must have been his girsa in the Mishnah. Next case, Seder as Halacha ves Abazichin la'achar Shabbos. What if you put everything there on Sunday? Again, it's possible, because it's mechuser zman. But here the Mishnah says, there's an option. Ketzad yaseh, what should you do if the breads were only put there on Sunday? Yanichena l'Shabbos haba. Just leave it there till next week, the following week. Shafilu hi al ha-shulchan yomim rabim ein bekach klum. Even if it's there for a lot of days, don't worry about it, it's fine. A lot of days here means an extra Shabbos. Even if it's there for an extra week, it is okay. But we already saw in the previous case that there is a limit. There is a limit, but there is flexibility here. There is flexibility here. Rashi says in Maseches Yuma and Daf Chaf Tes on Mabez, we'll get to the reason why on Mabez by the Shem, Rashi says you have to pick it up again and put it down the following week. You can't just leave it there. We'll have to see why that is a little later. But Rashi says you pick it up and you put it down. Okay, keep that in mind. Gemara, Tanan Hasam. The Mishnah says in Maseches Yuma. Sorry, in Maseches Tamid. So it's quoted in Yuma. Every morning. Maseches Tamid, as we know, is all about the avodah that occurred every morning in the Beis HaMikdash. So when they were all ready in the morning, they wanted to see if it got light out. They didn't have watches. They didn't know exactly when Amud HaShachar or Neis was going to be. So they had watchers. They had watchers. Amar Lamuna, so the appointed one says to them, Tzu re'u im higi hazman shchita. Go check if the time for the shchita of the Tamid has come yet. Im higia, Hara Omer Barkai. If it came, he said Barkai. Lashon of the Rashi quotes the pasuk in Tehillim. It means it's become light. Matatya ben Shmuel Omer Heir Pene Kol Hamizrach Ad Shebechevron. That's what he asked. Is it light out the whole east until Chevron? Is it light out? V'Omer Hin says yeah, it's light. V'Lama Hutzrachu Lekach. Why they have to say this extra lashon? Is it light in Chevron? Shepamachas olamor alavana. Why they have to do this whole checking? Because one time it was a very moonlight. V'dimu sheher mizrach. They thought the sun came up already. They thought it was the sunlight coming for the beginning. Shachtuas atamid v'osiu lebeis asreifa. And ended up that they were wrong. And they're wrong. V'horidu kohen gadol. Period. or semicolon, right? So that's why they have to check every, that's why they have to check every morning. Let's just finish first and then we'll come back. V'horid dekoi gadol lebeit ha'tefila. The Mishnah continues to tub it that on Yom Kippur morning, when this occurred, that's when the Kohen Gadol was about to start everything, so he took him down to the mikvah. And Zeachal, the Mishnah Hayyab Mikdash, and the Mishnah just says, by the way, what were the rules for tefillah on the base of Mikdash? Kol HaMesach is Raglav. Anyone who goes to the bathroom, what we call Gdolim, Ta'un Tefillah, has to go into the mikvah. V'chol HaMeitel Mayim, but if somebody just urinates, Ketanim, Ta'un Kiddush Adam Raglayim, then he has to go wash his hands and feet in the Kiyar, but he doesn't have to go to the mikvah. Period. What does this Mishnah have to do with us? We'll see in a minute. But first of all, what do you have to mention Chevron for? According to Batatia, what do you have to mention? Chevron is Chevron. So Rashi quotes the Yerushalmi, because you want to mention Yeshene Chevron. You want to mention Avraham Yisrael Yaakov in the morning. You want to mention Schus Avos early in the morning. The Magalias Hashas quotes this Mishnah. This Mishnah is the source for this is quoting from the Novominsker. He says this is the source for the Minog that many times if we want to be Matzah Klal Yisrael, we invoke the name Barditchev. We quote Reb Levi Yitzchak because we want the schus of Reb Levi Yitzchak's defending Klal Yisrael. Hey, what do we say? We're just quoting Chevron. We're invoking the names Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. We're not davening to them. We just say Yishen. Is it light till Chevron? What are we just mentioning? The power of just mentioning a name. That's what you see from here. The Be'oz Kishemaskirim Shmoshel Abaditchever Yishlim Mitzchus Pashemayim Al Yisrael. Velozu Olvadal Kishemaskirim Rakas Hashem Yer Baditchev Kvar Yishlim Mitzchus. You just mentioned the city. You just mentioned Chevron. You just mentioned Chevron. And then all of a sudden, you mentioned Chevron, we think Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's the, that's what they say. The source of just mentioning Barditchev. Okay. Vaiter, Tani, Avuad, Rabbi Avin, Lozu, Bilvad. So what did this Mishnah say? That if they do Shechita at night, it passes. So not only that, Ella, Afilu, Ola, Sa'ov, Shenimlaka, Balayla. Umincha shenikmatza balayla, teisi lebeisas reifa. Rabbi Avuah bar Avin said that also if you do kmitza or malika at night, it's also pasul, and you have to burn it. Yeti lebeisas reifa, right? All of these avodas. These are the parallel avodas by other karbanas. So bishlema olas haof bishabdolo efshaladura. Fine, by olas haof, I understand there's nothing to do. So it's pasul. Ela mincha efshad mahadur kobas leduchte the kobas biyamama. Why don't you just put the kobas back in? You took the flour out, so put it back in. Right? You did it wrong. So Hutani Lava Hu Amar La. He learned it and he answered the following. Klisharis Makachich Lobizman. And the problem is you already put it into a Klisharis. You already put the Kobitz into a Klisharis, and the Klisharis is Makadesh even Shalobizman. That's what we learned from this. Even at night, where you're not allowed to do Kemitza, it's still Makadesh enough to passel it. And therefore, there's no way of putting it back in. It just becomes passel. Let's continue a little more, and then we will come back to a discussion in Tosfos. Meisvei. Now we have a brisa. Kol hakaret bayom, kadosh bayom. Anything that has to be done by day, so the sanctity of its kli is by day. Balayla kadosh balayla. At night is by at night. Bein bayom or bein balayla. If it's done by day or night, kadosh bein bayom or bein balayla. That it becomes sanctified either day or night. Kol hakaret bayom, kadosh bayom. So, but that first line, anything that's by day is bayom. Bayom in balayla lo. L'chor is only bayom. And not at night. So that's our question. How can you say a klisharis is the kadesh, even shlobizman? Sounds like the brice is against. Right? That sounds like if it's by day, like kmitza is a day avoda. Right? So how can it be this kadesh balayla? So the Gemara says, no, eino kadosh li karev, ava kadosh li pasal. It's sanctified enough, shlobizmano, that it's become nifsal. Even though it's not sanctified enough that you can be makrovit. So that is why it is not good. And therefore, you have to burn it, and it becomes pasul. Mosiv Rebbe Zeira, let's continue. Now, what is this all doing here? Because of our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? Sider es alechem es habazichin achar Shabbos, if you put everything there on Sunday, v'hikder es habazichin b'Shabbos psula, and then you burn the bazichin pasul on Shabbos. So, kesed yase, yanichen lo Shabbos haba, shafiu al shukha, yamaramim im b'kaklum. So the Mishnah said, if you put everything here on Sunday, you leave it there for the following Shabbos. V'is akadai de klisharis b'kadesh shalom b'zman. Number 1 minute, if you say klisharis is b'kadesh shalom b'zmano, likdash v'lifsol. So this should be a problem. It should be a problem because it should be even before the proper time on the following Shabbos, it should be nikdash lipasol. right? Don't we compare nighttime to the day before? So the Gemara answered, no, you don't make that jump. Amar Rabba, Mata Kamosev Shabbat Kamosev. It's a good kasha. Avud Rabbi Yavin, Nami Masisa Kamar. But let me tell you, Avud Rabbi Yavin also had a brice on his side. That's why I don't compare, and therefore let me explain to you the chilik. Kasavar, and that brisa holds, Laila in Mechusar Zman, Hayamim Mechusar Zman. Laila, don't compare to me earlier days. You're telling me that this is Mechusar Zman, therefore the lechen that's there, the extra days, it should already be sanctified to become pasul? No, the day before it doesn't become sanctified at all. You're telling me about nighttime, the night before the avodah is supposed to be done, that's enough to sanctify Yitli Pasel. But a day before, 2 days before, that's nothing. So Gemara says, okay, fine. So what about the night before? Sof sof. Ki mati laila debe shimshi lichtus v'lifsol. Okay, that last Friday night. Again, you put the lechem and the bezichon on a Sunday. So you leave it there through that Shabbos, and then you leave it the following Shabbos, Friday night. So it should already be lichtus v'lifsol at that moment. So the Gemara answers, Amarava bishaka, or the first Friday night. Amarava b'kasha kadem v'silek. You're right, you took it off before Friday night. So it never got a chance to be niskadesh on the Laila before you should have done the avoda. Okay, you took it off, and then you put it back on. Mar zutra vitema ravashi amar afilutema b'shalo kada v'sila. No, even if you did take it off. Why? It's still not niskadesh. Why? Kiva de sidro shalo kemitzvaso nasa kemi shesidro hakof. Because you put it on improperly, it's like a monkey put it on. Meaning, it never will become niskadesh. Look at Rashi. Nasa kibisha sidra akof, last Rashi, ve'ein ha-shulchan mekadsho afilu bizmano. The shulchan is not niskadesh, even bizmano, because it's like a monkey put it on. That is why, thinking back now, that's how Rashi in Yuma, Daf Chavtes, says you got to pick it up and put it back down. Because of this Ravashi. Because Ravashi says, how does it not become niskadesh li pasel? Because you didn't have a maisa hanacha. A Maisa Anacha so early is not called a Halachim Maisa Anacha, and it's never going to become good Lechem upon him, unless you picked it up and put it back on. And that's what you did. That's what you did in this case. That's what Rashi says. The Rambam, for some reason, does not mention this requirement of having to pick it up and put it back down. The Chafetz Chaim picks up on that Machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. In Likuti Halachas, right here, the last piece in this Perek. And he says, Miloshin Aramba Mashma de los Virlekin. El Afila Losi like a Kohen Klau Kasher. U Pashti is Loshin a Mishnah, Yanichedel Shabbos Abba, Mashma Gamkin. The Pash of the Mishnah sounds like the Rambam. Because this is Yanichedel Shabbos Abba. Sounds like the, you don't do anything. Vechei Pashti is Loshin Gemara. Sounds like that way from the Gemara. The Al Karchach, it must be what the Gemara says, Nazuk Misha Sidra Kof, Hainu, Rakla Inyan Zeshalo, is Kadesh Me Atzmo, Kodim Shemagia, Zman Aricha, Beshabas Gufa, Ava Shemagia, Zman Aricha, Mahani Maisa Lamafreya. It must be that the Rambam understands this as it's like a monkey put it on, only regarding becoming Pasol Shalom Bismano. But becoming Kasher Bismano, so then, that it's not considered a monkey. The second that Zmano comes, then it's good enough. It's just Shalom Bismano. That's how you have to understand the Rambam, says the Chafetz Chaim. Okay, just one before we do the Mishnah. Just one hour from back on Amud Aleph. The question that Tosfos asks is: the Gemara said, "Oh, it's going to become pasul because the kmitza, the shechita is all done at nighttime." Tosfos says, "Isn't there another way?" And you're saying, "Oh, maybe Shlomo Zmano." The Gemara's going back and forth whether it should become pasul or not. There's another reason it should become pasul. Tosfos asks, "In Dibur Maschil Ella, what about the fact that we know there's a halacha that the Karbet Tamid is supposed to be?" First and last of the day, right? It's called Asei de Hashlama. So what's the halacha mean that the Kemitza and the Malika is going to be able to be done at night? Of course it's going to become Pasul. It's being done before the Shechitas Tamid. That's Tosfos Kasha. Right, well, why is it impossible for that reason? Forget night, day. Why is it impossible for that reason? So Tosfos here says that's only a din lechatchila. The din of Asei de Hashlama does not Pasul what's done before and after. That is what Tosfos says in Dibur Maschil Ella. If you look in Tosfos earlier, Daf Mem Tesef Beis, a big long Tosfos there says, what's nifsal is only items that are burned on the Mizbeach. But just other avodos, only haktaras are aser. But other avodos, like Kemitza and Malika, are allowed to be done before the Shechitas Tamid. Two answers. And finally, a third answer, if you want to look at the Ritva in Yuma there, Daf Chavtes quotes both of these answers. And then finally, the third answer, the third answer is as follows. When is it nifsal? You got to be in the game in order to become pasal. It's only b'shas karban tamid that if you do something before the karban tamid, it's a problem. But nighttime is not the time for the karban tamid yet. So therefore, it's not a problem, right? It's not roi, so therefore it's not going to become pasal. So three answers. Tosfos here to the Ritva there quotes all three answers. Tosfos here, Tosfos is in earlier Daf Mem Tes, and the Ritva there. Period. Mishnah. Shtei alechem nechos. Now we're going to talk about the shtei alechem and the lechem apart in terms of when they're baked. We know, we mentioned earlier in the Mishnah, that they're baking them is not docha Shabbos. So they're baked before. So let's do the math. The shtei alechem are eaten never less than 2 days, meaning the second day from when it was baked, and not more than three. Ketzad, meaning what? Ne'efos me'erev yantif. The shtei alechem is run on Shavuos. So, on a regular case, is baked on erev yantif. Ne'echolos be'yantif l'shtayim. Then is eaten on yantif. It's eaten on yantif. After the kipsi atzeres are shechted. And the see, and that's the second day after it was baked. Chal Yantif Lios Achar Shabbos. If Yantif's on Sunday, so you had to bake it on Friday. So Nechal Tushlosha, then it's eaten on the third day. Right? Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. Lechem Apanim, Nechal Epachos, Bitisha Velo Yosar Al Achar Asar. The Lechem Apanim is either day 9, day 10, or day 11. Ketzad, Nefam Erev Shabbos, a regular case where it's baked on Erev Shabbos on Friday, Nechal B'Shabbos is eaten on Shabbos. Letisha, that's 9. Right? Like you figure out a bris. Right, 8 days is the following day, the week, and then add 1 day. Chal Yantif Lios Echar Erev Shabbos. If Yantif is on Friday, Nechal Asara. Then it's baked on Thursday, and it's eaten on Shabbos. Shnei Yomim Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah. If Rosh Hashanah is on Thursday, Friday, then it's Nechal Achar Asar. Right, because then it has to be baked on Wednesday, and not eaten to the following Shabbos. Rashi points out that if we have our heads on, we'll realize that if Rosh Hashanah is Friday on Shabbos, the following Shabbos is Yom Kippur. So nobody's eating anything that day. So it really means 12. Really means 12. You don't think of it. You're like, oh, Rosh Hashanah, it's the following Shabbos. No. It's really eating 12, but it's really not 12. Because it's eaten Motzi Shabbos and by Kodshim Halayla Holech Acharayom. And therefore, that's why the Mishnah doesn't make any big distinctions about that. The adocha lo asa Shabbos lo asa yantif. The afi is adocha Shabbos or yantif. Reb Shimon Gamliel omer mishum Reb Shimon ben Azgan docha as a yantif and adocha as yom atzom. Reb Shimon Gamliel says that no, it's docha yantif. You can bake it on yantif. It's just not docha yom kippur or Shabbos, right? But it's docha yantif, meaning this is enough to be considered a sorech ochel nefesh. Oh, okay, let's wait there for a minute. Let's just finish the paragraph and then I'll mention that. Says the Gemara, Amar Avino, Ledivrei Ha'omer Nedar Menedav Vathinkarim Miyantif, according to the Manda Amar that we hold, that you're not allowed to be makriv, voluntary karbanis on Yantif, Lo Temi Midaraisa Mechza Chazu, Rabbanu Degazru Shalo Yishheh, not only is that a din, you don't have to say that Midaraisa, it's okay, the Rabbanu where goes there, that you should not bring karbanis, because you don't want you to delay all your karbanis till Yantif, El Midaraisa Nami Lo Chazu, even on a Daraisa level, you can't bring voluntary karbanis. Where do you see that? Toshtei alechem. Tochovas hayomu. Because after all, we see the shtei alechem, which you have to bring today. Velekalameh Hashem Yishen. There's no worry of delay, because it's a chovas hayom. Vektani in a docha, loas hashabbos, loas hayantif. Even something that's a chovas hayom is not docha. So surely, voluntary karbanis, which you don't have to bring today, are not docha. That could be a din de oraisa. Period. Rashi in Psachim, on daf mem zayin. Rashi says that here, when the Mishnah says, when the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah fall out on Friday, on Thursday and Friday, why didn't it say when the 2 days of Yantif? Yantif Sheni. Why didn't it say that? Why did Dafka say 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? Why didn't it say 2 days of Yantif and Yantif Sheni? Because, Bizman Lechem Hapanim, there was never Yantif Sheni. That's what Rashi says. Bizman Lechem Hapanim, there was never Yantif Sheni. Says that Tzlach on that Rashi in Psachim Mem Zayim Dvarav Temuim. Why? Demai Aryeh Bizman Lechem Apanim. Atu Bizman Hazeh Yesh B'Yerushalayim Shnei Yamim Tovim Chutz Mishnei Yamim Shal Rosh Hashanah. What do you mean Bizman Lechem Apanim? What do you mean Bizman Hazeh? There's never 2 days of Yontif. So what's Rashi talking about? Says the Chassam Sofer, right there, I'm Sachin. Daf Mem Tes. Says the Chassam Sofer, Yaldus Haisabi. When I was younger, I met the Noda Yehuda, I met the Tzlach, and I was talking to him about this, and I said, I got a nafkamina. The Gemara at the end of Masechas Bracha says, Kisharov Chachma Yisrael b'chutz la'aretz v'lo hinichu kamosan be'eretz Yisrael. They can be ma'aber shanim v'kovim chadashim b'chutz la'aretz. And then you know what you do? They send shluchim to Eretz Yisrael in order to let them know what the second day is. So there is a nafkamina that you can have 2 days of yatif in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. And v'ne'ena li rosho. He nodded his head to me. He got a head nod from the Noda Yehuda, Slam Sofer. Right, so that's the give and take between the Rashi, Imsaka Mem Zayin, and the Tzlach there, and the Chedushe Chassam Sofer there, related to, can there ever be 2 days of Yontif in Yerushalayim? Trivia question. Okay, let's just do a little more. Hadin Olach Shei Alechem, we are now in the 12th Perek, 12 out of 13, 12th Perek of Mesechas Menachas, home stretch. Haminachas v'hanesachim shenitmeu. You have a mincha or nesachim that became tamei. We discussed way back on Daf Beis the unique way that a mincha becomes kadosh. Unlike an animal, which is just kedushas peh, a mincha has to be in a kli. So haminachas v'hanesachim shenitmeu. If they became tamei, so achlo kitcha b'kli. If they weren't put in their kli yet, yesh lem pidyon. Then you can still redeem them because they don't have full kedushas aguf yet. Misha kitchu b'kli ein lem pidyon. But once they're in the kli, there's no more pidyon. They don't have to burn them. Right, it's like after shechita. It's like after shechita of an animal. V'ha ofos v'ha eitzim alavon v'kli shareis. But all of these items, the Gemara will talk about, special din, mishenitu ein lam pidyon. These items cannot be redeemed at all. Birds and the wood and the lavon and the kli shareis. Shalo no ma pidyon alav behema. It's only by animals. Only by behemas and not by ofos. Amar Shmuel v'afilu hein tahorin niftin. Rav Shmuel says, by a mincha and a nesachim, even before they became tameh, you still want to redeem them even while they are tahar. My time, why? Kama delokachi bekli kedushas damim ninu v'kedushas damim niftin. Right, because before it hits the kli, it doesn't have full kedusha, unlike an animal. But when it comes to a carbon mincha, when it comes to nesachim, until it's in that kli shareis, it is still redeemable. I have a hanitmu tzan. So why did the Mishnah say nitmu? Just say menachas v'nesachim ad shlo kitcha bekli. So Gemara said, no. Who adin afagatavon nitmu? Even if it was nitmu, be aidi del kaboy misni seifa mishakishu bakli emlem pidyon da filu nitmu namilo. Because the seifa has to say that once it's a Scottish bakli, it is not redeemable. Even nitmu, so tananami resha shen nitmu. So to the seifa says shen nitmu as well. Period. Got to stop here because then the sentence goes on. So Hashem, we will pick up again on Monday. Again, no shir on Sunday, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, B'ez Hashem will be the shir. Parsha shir will hopefully be either Monday or Tuesday night next week. We will do it earlier. Monday, Tuesday night will be the Parsha shir. I don't think there'll be a Daf Yin shir next week. But that'll be B'ez Hashem, the schedule for next week. Okay, everybody should have a good Shabbos, and we will continue.